Then, in 2016, it launched a short video app in China called Douyin that allowed users to add music and animations. The following year, it created an international version, TikTok. Users who open TikTok are confronted with an endless feed of short, full-screen videos generally set to music. Tapping on a magnifying glass icon reveals TikTok's Discover page, which displays a carousel of videos under trending hashtags. These are internet memes such as potato portrait, where users apply makeup to potatoes, or Simba challenge, which asks them to reenact an iconic Lion King scene. Although these features make TikTok feel similar to Facebook, Instagram, and Snap, the app doesn't rely on social connections to figure out what to show you when you open it. Instead, TikTok decides what videos to show by tapping into data, starting with your location. Then, as you start watching, it analyzes the faces, voices, music, or objects in the videos you watch the longest. Liking, sharing, or commenting improves TikTok's algorithm further. Within a day, the app can get to know you so well it feels like it's reading your mind. That's why Jade, the Oklahoma teen, mostly sees videos of people dancing, while her mom regularly gets clips of dog tricks. Another way TikTok differs from big American social media apps, which largely grew through word of mouth, is that its expansion didn't happen entirely through the magic of viral marketing. Although the app initially took off in India and Southeast Asia, it struggled to attract users in the US and Europe. In November 2017, ByteDance paid about $800 million for Musical.ly, a music video app that had more than 100 million users. A few months later, those users would find the old Musical.ly app replaced with one bearing TikTok's neon logo instead. The app suddenly had a substantial footprint in the U.S. Musical.ly believed in organic growth, and that worked great with early adopters, says GGV Capital's Tung, who also invested in Musical.ly. TikTok is more based on algorithm recommendations and paid growth, meaning ads on Facebook and elsewhere.